Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to call to order the Gladstone Community Center Advisory Board meeting on Tuesday, February 20th, 2024 at 3:32 p.m. I will now read into the record that the City of Gladstone is abiding by guidelines set forth in House Bill 2560, which requires the governing body of the public body to extend reasonably possible to make all meetings accessible remotely through technological means and provide opportunity for members of general public to remotely submit oral and written testimony during meetings to the extent in-person oral and written testimony is allowed. Therefore, this meeting will be open to the public both in person and virtually using the Zoom platform. Haley, would you please do the roll call?
Evelyn Johannesson.
Present.
Sylvia Kellner.
Present.
Simona Gergeshon. Present. Mindy Prosky.
Present.
Roxanne McMullen.
Present.
Josie Whitaker.
Present.
Sharon Howard.
Present.
Great. Let's stand for the flag salute, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. All right. We have a pretty full agenda today. We are going to be taking care of some business. Then we'll hear business from the community center staff. We will have some business from the board and business from the audience. So before we get started with all of that, I would like to say a quick welcome to our newest board member, Sharon Howard. Hi, Sharon.
Hello, and thank you.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you so much for joining the board. You'll get to know all of us very soon and very well, hopefully. I would also like to say a quick thank you for our departing board member, Maria Mitchell, for her service to the Gladstone Community Center Advisory Board. We wish her well. And just a friendly reminder to say your name for the record when you start to speak. And that really greatly helps out with the creation of the meeting minutes. So now we have some board business to take care of before we get started on the rest of the agenda. It is that time of year where the board needs to select a chair and also select a vice chair. So would anyone like to make a motion on selecting a chair for the 2024 calendar year?
I would. How do you?
Go ahead and press your, there you go.
I would like to re-elect Mindy for the president for the 24 year. Thank you. Josie Whitaker.
Thank you, Josie.
Roxanne McMullen. I would like to second that, provided Mindy's willing.
That is very kind. Thank you so much. I humbly and gratefully accept that nomination, and I will continue in the position of chair for the 2024 calendar year. Thank you so much for electing me again.
Well, you're amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate the confidence that you have in me. All right. Well, thank you so much. Would anyone like to make a motion on selecting a vice chair for the 2024 calendar year?
Sylvia Kellner, I'd like to nominate Roxanne. No.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So we had a motion, and Roxanne has respectfully declined.
I declined. Thank you.
Okay. So would anyone else like to make a motion on selecting a vice chair for the 2024 calendar year?
Roxanne McMullen. I would like to nominate Sylvia Kelder.
God, you guys are killing me.
I respectfully decline.
I guess we should have talked this over before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Josie Whitaker, I'd like to nominate Simona. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
I will second that motion to elect Simona to vice chair for the 2024 calendar year.
I'm being outnumbered, so I'll say yes.
Thank goodness. Third time's a charm. All right. Took us a while to get there, but we're good. Haley, I am sorry. I was supposed to ask for a call vote
on both
of those, wasn't I?
Yeah, I think if you want to, you can combine both of them since you have a motion and a second for them if you want.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Great. So I'm going to ask Haley to do a call vote for the selection of Mindy Prosky to chair for the 2024 calendar year and the selection of Simona Gergeshon for vice chair for the 2024 calendar year.
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshon?
Yes.
Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Sharon Howard?
Yes.
Motion passed. Thank you so much. Okay, now we're getting on to some approval of minutes. We are needing to reapprove the September 19th, 2023 minutes. So if nobody has any issue with reapproving those minutes, can somebody please make a motion to reapprove the meeting minutes from Tuesday, September 19th, 2023?
And Chair Prosky, let me just introduce that so that you understand why we're asking you to reapprove them. That's because at the last meeting, we realized the minutes weren't in the packet.
Oh, right.
And so not everybody had a chance to review them. And so just for the record, we would like you to reapprove the September 19th, 2023 minutes, please.
Great.
Evelyn Johannesson, and I make a motion to reapprove the September 19th minutes for the meeting.
Roxanne McMullen, I second that.
Great. Haley, can you call the vote?
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshon?
Yes.
Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Sharon Howard?
Yes.
Motion passed. Thank you so much. Now we're on to approving the meeting minutes from the November 21st, 2023 board meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those meeting minutes?
Roxanne McMullen, I move that we approve the minutes from the November 21st meeting as presented.
Evelyn Johannesson, I second that motion.
Great. Haley?
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshon?
Yes.
Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Sharon Howard?
Yes.
Motion passed. Okay. Through all of this, now we are on to business from the community center staff, general updates from Michelle Prusso, and there is some fabulous looking things here that we're going to get to hear about.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me in today. And I know there's quite a few of them to go over since we missed a meeting in there. So the first one, I just wanted to give updates on just what had been going on at the center from December to now. And so a lot of you already know these, but we had the Kiwanis breakfast. We had a scheduled Kiwanis breakfast the same day as our winter market. And so it was a full day of, we had the Kiwanis breakfast, Santa came, it went beautifully, actually. They used half of the building while the vendors set up, and they had quite a bit of people turn out to that. So we had that going on in December, and that followed by the winter market that day, which is going to be a signature event for the city of Gladstone for the community center. And so we also had a Santa and live music going on throughout the whole day. We had over 30 vendors that came in, and it was really busy. It was just all day long. People coming through the community. And then we took zip codes. So we actually had quite a few people from outside of the community come in as well. And I feel like the vendors took surveys and said they made quite a bit of money there and really enjoyed our event. So we're going to keep going with that. Right after the winter market, we followed that with the holiday tree lighting. The community, a lot more of the community showed up this year than the last. So I mean, it's all we're ever looking for is growth, right? And so it was really beautiful to see how many people came out. We had Christmas carolers come out and sing. We had the toy drive with the fire department come by with the fire trucks. And while everyone was out there, we had Mayor Milch set off the Christmas tree lighting. He did the plug-in. He did a really great speech about community, and it just really, even though it was raining, sprinkling, it just went really nice. Number nine, the holiday meal. The Gladstone Seniors Foundation again sponsored a holiday meal that we did at the center. We had everyone in, probably about 100 people come in. The foundation gave out $25 gift cards to the stockings. Yep. So we had the holiday meal, but we also had for the holidays, we had the holiday stockings that the so-and-so's quilting group puts together every single year. I don't know if any of you have ever seen them, but these ladies knit, sew, crochet stockings, Christmas stockings for all our homebound participants. And then they fill them with household items that the seniors might need, toothpastes, hats, fun things, stockings, socks, just all sorts of things. I can't name everything, but they fill them up. We're talking stockings this large. And then we deliver them throughout the week to all the homebound seniors. And they look forward to this every year. And the foundation every year also puts in a $25 Fred Meyer's gift card. And so it's basically like a little Christmas gift that the, you know, the two groups are giving out to all the homebound seniors. So we did that again this year, and we had 50 homebound participants that received those stockings this year. So the center closed the last week of December. And so we were closed down that week. Everything went fine. We had planned well and sent out meals the week before or the day before we closed to cover the whole week that we were closed and let all our participants know that we were closed. Now we're moving into January. We had Sarah Sanderson do a book talk.
Yeah, I'm happy to brief you on that. So that was on January 10th, and it was called Gladstone Community Conversation on Family History and Racial Injustice. And I attended that as well as did the mayor, and we had a couple of city councilors there. And it was Sarah Sanderson, and the founder of the Oregon Remembrance Project, Taylor Stewart. They hosted Holding Difficult Truths, Transforming Our Broken Past into a Hopeful Future. It was very well attended, and it was also live streamed. I would say they had approximately 50 people total on that with the live streaming. And the information shared wasn't about shaming or blaming. It was really about discussing ways communities can change the ending of specific historical chapters. And so it was very well attended. And I believe these are some of the types of partnerships that we want to continue going forward to have at the community center.
Yep. So 13, I brought a little visual for those of you guys who haven't seen it yet. The city put up these beautiful signs for us. I don't know if you guys remember the old one that was out on Oatfields, and the other one was placed that says community center.
That one's on Hereford. I'm not sure where the other one was placed though, but if you're going down Oatfield on Hereford at night, it's very bright and you can see where to turn on there now. And I believe we're going to be putting in one more in the vicinity of the actual community center, correct?
Correct. And then I don't quote me, but I'm almost positive there's also one by the post office on, does any, no, no one's seen it? Yeah, that, oh, it is Portland Avenue. So yeah, so people can follow these signs and get straight to our center now, which actually we've had a lot of people, not a lot, but a few people who've come in and said they came to see what the community center was. They followed the signs off Oatfield. They didn't know Gladstone had a community center. So we found that, you know, pretty exciting that people were, saw a sign and followed it and came to just check out what our building was. So after that, we led into what our ice storm, our winter storm here in Gladstone. We were open most of the days, all the days.
We had a couple of days where we did a delayed opening and an early closure for city employees.
But we were able to not only keep our parking lot clear, but we were able to have volunteers come in. They showed up. We had multiple volunteers call just to find out if other volunteers weren't able to come. They showed up in their snow spiked shoes and got hot meals out each of those days to all our homebound seniors. So our homebound seniors didn't, they still every single day of that got a hot meal through the community center. So it didn't really affect us too much. We didn't have very many people come in. We did have a day where we had, I think, 15 people in the kitchen, but it was all volunteers there to help, to, you know, to check. We make calls to make sure everyone had electricity, was warm, did they need to come to the center? And so a lot of volunteers had showed up for that to help make those phone calls and help deliver those meals. We do a lot of lunch and learns, but this month or January, we did smart reading program. They came in and did a lunch and learn on what their program is and how our community could get involved. And they took it to a local level of how our volunteers could possibly come over to John Wetton or the kindergarten and read basically to kids, make reading fun. Get interactive with them. They provide books. It's just really a great program, SMART. And then we also did a lunch and learn with Elder Place, which if you're not familiar with, is one of the most amazing programs I've seen come through Clackamas County for people on Medicaid. So they come in, and if you're on Medicaid, they're able to help you with care facilities, assistance in any way you can ever think. It's PACE, and it's through Providence. And we had a really good turnout for that lunch and learn. And a lot of people actually signed up who were on Medicaid and able to access those resources through PACE. So that's why we like to do these lunch and learns. People don't know about all the programs that are out there, and people can come in and, you know, talk about them. And then these people can you know, have those resources right after the Lunch and Learn where they can sign up or ask more questions or get the resources that they need. So we're also back at it with the Pen Pal program with John Wetton. If you don't know, we last year started a Pen Pal program with our homebound seniors and then also some participants that come to the center who also like to write with the kids. So we have just one class this year, Miss Gillies at John Wetton, her fourth grade class is, I believe, 35 children, roughly. And they're partnered up with a few of the kids in the class, and they each are assigned a homebound participant that they write back and forth. So we have little notebooks and they ask questions and then we deliver them to our homebound meal participants and they answer their questions and then ask them questions about their lives. And it goes back and forth all year long. And I can't say enough good things about this program. It's honestly, a lot of these kids we found out last year don't have grandparents, don't know about older generations. It's just a connection, not only for the kids, but especially for, you know, the seniors at home who might not, you know, talk to anyone all day and they can write down their things and get excited, I guess, for the kids to write them back. And so last year we ended that off with an ice cream social where all the kids and the pen pals met. Every single homebound participant showed up and came to, even one extra that wasn't even in the pen pal program, showed up to come to meet their pen pal. And it was really, really beautiful because these are people who do not come out of their homes, but they were so excited to come, get picked up by us, come to the center and meet these kids. So we have that going again this year. It's going really well so far. So 17, moving on to this month, we're doing a display with Black History Month. So we did a display with and partnered up with the library with some books and some DVDs. And we also have done a pop-up art show. So we're trying to just incorporate some things with different, you know, aspects of that, not only literature, but we had some artists come in that do a lot of Native and African-American paintings. And they came in and did cake and little light hors d'oeuvres and had all their paintings displayed. And that was fun. Quite a few people from outside the community center came in to look at the art, never had been there. I feel like it was a really good way that people that normally wouldn't come to our community center came in, looked around, and then enjoyed the art show. And then during the week, we have DVDs and different programmings through OPB that really focus on our area in specific, Gladstone, Oregon City, Milwaukee on Black History. And we've also printed out recipes and yeah, so just trying to do a little something with that. We had 18 Valentine's Day. We just had a little get, you know, decorated the lunchroom. We had the preschoolers come over from across the street and sing love songs to the seniors. If any of you were there, they were so cute. 4-year-olds with big giant hearts that they had colored and cut out. And they, at the end, after they sang their love songs to everyone, they gave away their hearts to them. And it was really sweet.
Like a Hallmark movie.
Sorry, I know there's so much of that. Like, I'm trying to read through these. There's a lot that we've had happening down there. I'm probably missing half of it too. So new activities at the community center. We started Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a walking group. Right now, we only have two participants that are currently doing it, but we anticipate that more, as soon as the weather, you know, gets a little bit better, that more people are going to start coming to the walking group. And we are trying to start a bunco group. And we're also looking constantly at new ways to, you know, what interests people, new activities that people might be interested with in the community. So we're constantly talking to people and asking them what they're looking for in a community center and how we can incorporate those at our community center. So we've been focusing on that this month. We're also getting ready. We were talking about the winter market that we do in December. We will be starting our first spring market in May. And we would like to incorporate this on May 18th, the same day that the city does Shred It and the robotics does the electronic take back. And so we are going to sell our parking spaces, a 10 by 10 space, for $50 a piece. And vendors are going to come in and sell their stuff. Hopefully we'll have, it could even turn, we're going to wait and see who, you know, fills out these applications and who's going to be there. But we anticipated that it's going to be just as successful, if not more successful than our winter market. So we're looking forward to that. Marcy, from here from the city, she's helping with that. And it's just going to be a great event. So, and then we'd also like to pair that with possibly some stuff at the high school as well. Maybe, you know, can drive or food drive, clothing drive, or it's a full city event on May 18th. And every year we could, you know, build off of that.
But I do want to say that this is the brainchild of Michelle. She created this signature event. And that's part of what the city is trying to create is a signature event every season. And so this will be the first one, the spring market. She's done an excellent job. And yes, Marcy's helping with some logistics and marketing of it, but we're very excited about the work that Michelle's done on this.
So hopefully you all come. Yeah. And then in your packet, I started doing the monthly report. That's this guy. So everything basically I just talked about for January, at least, is going to be in there with some fun little pictures and stuff. And just goes more in depth of what I was just talking about. And also our partnership with the school district, because we have actually quite a few different, partnerships that we do at all the schools actually. So it goes into that and you can look through that whenever. And
it looks great. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
Are we receiving this every month?
Yes, well, I'll put out one every month and it will be just as colorful and have pictures and
I love it.
I'm glad. Thank you. Yeah, and just kind of give an update of what we've been doing. Any questions?
Roxanne, have you seen an increase number-wise in the number of people who have signed up to participate in the activities that the center offers? I saw in October active participants in our activities over 1,000. Is that number continuing to grow?
It is. So the numbers for the last couple months are going to be a little bit lower because of times that we've been closed, bad weather, holidays. I think, but generally overall at the center, yes, we have people in there all the time, a lot more than has ever been in there. And it just continues to grow weekly, it seems like. New faces, which we just love.
Roxanne, I would like to point out that I think the vibe at the center continues to warm, continues to have more I think people in the neighborhood notice the center more. People in my neighborhood have, and I think a lot has to do with the staff and the dedication that all of you put into this job down here. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
You're here.
We definitely love what we do, and I think it shows. So hopefully it does.
This is an impressive amount of work.
Yes.
Like, I mean, just really impressive. And just the creativity that you're showing with coming up with just super fun and really thoughtful events is just, it's really, really wonderful. And so I also want to just say a heartfelt thank you for just keeping the community center just transforming in many beautiful ways.
Yeah, thank you guys. We, like I said, we're constantly brainstorming and we're trying to think of it to live up to its name, just that of a community center, and have multi-generational and different activities and really things that people in our community can connect with. So it's really important to us.
I think this is Mindy. I think that just the work that you're doing with the pen pals, with the elementary school, and then the Valentines with the preschoolers, is just remarkable. And it really does speak to that multi-generational feeling that we're really trying to accomplish with the community center. And I feel that we'll just keep coming up with more and more ways to hopefully engage those middle schoolers, which are a tough crowd, and then the high schoolers as well. I know that there's been some brainstorming with some ideas with that too. So I can't wait to see what comes up in the future.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but we possibly have a senior prom coming up where the high school will be coming in to dance the night away with us. And
that's exciting.
That is so exciting.
And incorporating their photography department to take photos as well. So
this is Simona. What I appreciate is the cultural sensitivity we're including, which is so important for a community. As far as Black History Month, I know we're going to celebrate different culture in the future. So being inclusive, it's just wonderful to remember. We need to remember. We need to make sure that no one is left out culturally, ethnically, you know, as far as we can, as much as we can. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, and we're going to hopefully do a lot more with that.
Yeah.
So every single month.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you.
Does anybody have anything else? Okay. Thank you so much, Michelle. We're going to move on to business from the board. In our last meeting in November, we had talked about our next meeting in January, which was postponed. We were going to talk about the work plan for 2024. And we are actually going to push that out a little bit again. We had a kind of a full agenda today. And so it was decided that we would move our discussions around the work plan process to our meeting in March. So what we're going to do is we're going to discuss the Gladstone Community Center's 2024 work plan, which is including the City Council adopted goals for the 2023 to 2025 agenda, specifically number 3.11. Provide expanded multi-generational services, programs, and activities at the community center. So when we meet next time, we will talk about some of the ideas that we'll try and put into our work plan for 2024. All right. Does anybody have any questions about that?
Mindy, I do. This is Simona. And do you want us to reflect on this and come up with some suggestions?
Yes, absolutely.
Michelle, will you contribute? So you're doing such a great job with coming up with new activities and everything.
I think this is more of an advisory board discussion to have, and staff will help facilitate that at the next meeting. Okay. Leading up to that, staff is also meeting to talk about which diversity, equity, and inclusion events they want to celebrate each month for the remainder of the year. That meeting is going to happen, I believe, next week. And so we can bring that information to you at the next meeting so you can have our thoughts on where we think we should be spending our time.
That would be great.
But as you will see in the packet, we did provide a report to the City Council in January on the work that's been done. And this advisory board did a tremendous amount of work last year on changing the name of the center, changing the bylaws and the rules. And the membership. And so I think this is time for you to also celebrate and really be looking at what types of activities and multi-generational programs would you like to see the center engage in. The staff has done a fabulous job down there, and it has been very busy. Mm-hmm. We are going in the right direction of where we want to go. And I think it's a great time for you to all be part of that advisory group as we continue to just improve what we're working on.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions from anybody? All right. Thank you. We will now have business from the audience. The Gladstone Seniors Foundation update, please.
Bonnie Duncan. First of all, I wanted to reiterate a little bit about what Roxanne said in congratulating Michelle and the staff for the vibe that's going on at the center. I feel like we've come through the pandemic. We have a new name. We have a new agenda. And it's like a rebirth. And it's just a real positive place to be and feel good at the same time. I just want to reiterate our congratulations too. Well, the foundation's been busy also in this 3-month time that we haven't all met. Just wanted to let you know that we were able to have a successful anniversary dinner, a 50th anniversary dinner, and the foundation hosted it. We took photos. We had gifts for the couples. How many couples did we have? 20 something? Yeah. At a wonderful meal. Very nice meal. We also hosted the Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving meal, which Michelle and staff cooked. It was wonderful. And we were able to help with that, serving and just visiting with people. And then we also hosted the holiday meal, which again, Michelle and the staff did a major part of the cooking and most of the cooking, all of the cooking. And you were able to acquire some donated hams and turkeys and things to keep costs down. And that was very much appreciated. So all three of those events kind of come in a short period of time, which is enhances the holiday for so many people. Just a little bit more about the Christmas stockings that the ladies from the Lutheran Church provide. Michelle was doing this. They're just jam-packed and can hardly stay tight at the top. There's so many things in there. We deliver meals, and so then we delivered to our group. We don't open them up and see what's in there, but a lot of goodies, and they were just so fat and just really exciting. They have a male one and a female one. So if we had a couple, then they each got a different one. And then we had the gift cards as well that was from the foundation. So it just makes you feel good to be able to share with those people that are not able to get out, besides food. Yeah. And I think about the last thing that I wanted to mention is at the, I don't recall exactly if it was between Christmas and New Year's, there was a call came into us of a woman who was out front of her house cutting up her bookcase so that she could burn it. So I guess that's when the power was out. We didn't lose power, so I can't remember.
It was in January. It was the storm in January.
The storm in January. Okay.
It was cold.
So a call came in to us. Could we help with firewood? And so then some of you are probably familiar with Ralph Mateel's group, Neighbor Helping Neighbor, in association with Chief Smerber and the police department. And so somebody got on that before we could get over here and do it ourselves, but was able to get her some firewood. That is a program that we would like to know about, that we could contribute, we could provide an ongoing basis or something so that people don't have to do that to their furniture and whatnot. That was kind of a hard one to hear, especially at the holiday time. And so Ralph lives in California, but he has a house here. And so he's here about once a month or once every 6 weeks. And so we've been in contact with him. He came up the last storm. Well, we missed him for some reason. I can't remember exactly, but we were going to have him come to our foundation board meeting so that we can kind of be bouncing ideas off of each other.
Postponed the meeting because of the advice.
Yeah, we postponed our meeting too. Okay. Yeah, that storm lasted too long. And so we are still in contact with Ralph, and we're going to still keep working towards some of these ways that we can pay for and help the seniors in our community, because we are, our focus is seniors still. There's one other thing I was going to say. Oh, and we're still starting to promote now the trip subsidies for the Friday trips. We had to do that a little bit gently, and Michelle's put out that message. Michelle have put out that message. And so we're working on helping people in need who want to attend those trips. So we're working on that. We're starting to put together a list of contractors or people who can help who aren't just necessarily handymen. We have to be careful about that and recommending and paying for. So there's still some legal things that we have to work through on that we might be able to help someone. One of our ladies that we deliver to, if her doorbell's hooked up, her porch light doesn't work. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. And so she needs a little help with it from an electrician. And so that's another thing that we're talking about. So those are some exciting things that we're doing, and we're always looking again for any ideas from the community that on ways that we can help the seniors. Any questions about any of that?
Roxanne, thank you for letting me sit in on your last meeting, and I think you should tell the board about your two new members.
Thank you. I was going to end with that, and then I forgot. Okay. But I forgot. So, and thank you for coming. I appreciate that.
You're not done yet.
No, I'm not. And so we have elected two new members to join the foundation. So we've gone from 8 to 10. We had 9, and one of our members decided not to continue and at the end of her term. And so we went to 8, and now we have 10. So we're excited about that. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Wait, Sylvia, doesn't Pat Smith work with Ralph on that neighbor to neighbor?
I don't know Pat Smith.
Yeah, Pat Smith is one of the volunteers with the Neighbor Helping Neighbors program. And I'm not sure if that's the actual group that did jump in and help with firewood, but I'm thinking that it was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We just heard that she got some wood, so.
Yes, but I think the point is well taken that we have so many wonderful groups in this community that want to help each other that we should be collaborating for the common good of the community, so.
And so I think with the center's help and the city's help and the foundation help, we should be able to consolidate something for us all to use.
Yeah, there's seniors in the community that need resources that don't necessarily come to the community center. And so sometimes you only hear about it from other people in the community.
Right. And we had a assignment for four or five of our members to attend different community/senior centers to find out how they handle those things. And what we find out is that everyone is handled differently. Some are through park services, some are not, some are city. Not every senior/community center has a foundation. So it was a little bit tricky with getting much information, but we have gotten some that we're
formulating. Well, a lot of them have social workers on staff.
Yeah. Oh, and that wasn't, okay, I'm sorry. One other thing. We had talked about trying to find some classes or other activities that we could sponsor at the center for seniors. And so we are gonna, at our next meeting, then people are gonna come with some ideas and to see if there's, not all classes cost money, and some are just donated. And so we're working on seeing what other options we have for the seniors. For classes.
And I think the advisory board would like to know that information as well after your next meeting. That would be very helpful.
All right. Thank you.
This is Simona. Thank you so much, Bonnie and Jill, for all your continuing support. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. We enjoy it.
Yes, thank you so much for that update. Do we have anybody in the audience that wants to speak?
We do have a person in the audience, but I am not aware of any that want to speak.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have anything else before we wrap up? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Roxanne, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Evelyn Johannesson, I second that.
Okay, Haley?
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshon?
Yes.
Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Sharon Howard?
Yes.
All right, meeting is adjourned at 4:20 p.m. The next meeting is scheduled for March 19th at 3:30.